Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Well, we have 2 days until D-Day. AJ has yet another freak out, and some of the couples are already showing signs of possible divorce. Plus, did you play the drinking game tonight? Come on, Kate. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yes. The drinking game.
Drinking game.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Woo. Shout out to Hollywooda for that one, because yes. We have not played it the entire season.
So good.
It's so funny. We'll talk about that soon. But on top of the many things we have to talk about, this episode was really gearing up for D-Day. So we'll talk about that. We're going to rate the couples and see how they did this episode. And then we're going to give our Gold Star Award and then give a little predictions about what we think D-Day is going to bring us. But before we get started, I would love for my lovely panel to introduce themselves. We got Maddie.
Yes, I'm the one who brought the alcohol in just
hey.
Then.
Yes.
I am Maddie Pox. I'm so happy to be back.
I'm Carmen, and cheers to Maddie for bringing in
the drinks. Hey, cheers, guys.
Making this an interesting episode.
And I'm my feeling here to probably defend AJ again.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait to argue with you.
Right, probably. Well, I'm definitely Takira Shabre. And what did you guys think of this?
Definitely.
Overall thoughts of this episode?
Boy, I'm glad we had alcohol.
Yes! Right? I was like, if we did not have the alcohol, like, major snooze fest.
It's a really, really, really filler episode. Yeah. Because they know they got everybody on the hook, and they know they can get you to tune in one last time before the big final episode, right?
I feel like today should have been D-Day.
I would like for today to be D-Day, like for them to merge the next two episodes and then show us one episode of life after D-Day.
Ooh, right.
And, like life in real life.
That gets into their other offshoot, though, Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have merged this episode with last.
Yeah.
And the one before, almost.
All right. Well, we have, obviously, everyone in the live chat, thank you for joining us. Pop in questions, comments, topics, all of that good stuff. And you know, if you catch us slipping and saying one of the what do we call these?
Trigger words.
Yes,
that's right. We are continuing our lovely drinking game throughout our after show, so some of our trigger words will be popped up on your screen. If you hear one of us say something and we don't catch it, drop a drinking emoji or drink or something.
Can we tell people what the trigger words are or sentences?
Absolutely. Yeah. For those who are listening to us on iTunes, so the trigger words are, quote, it's all or nothing. This is a legally binding marriage. We haven't had sex yet. The word experiment, I got married at first sight because ... The word stranger, if there's any teeth brushing scene, I guess everyone had funky teeth because I don't remember that happening.
There was like one
All the time they had the two of them in the bathroom together.
Yeah. Touché.
So it's always somebody brushing their teeth.
And then the last one is whenever the experts or us say, but for our couples. All right, so that's the drinking game. So let's get right into our couples. Speaking of, let's start with Keith and Christine. So this couple is normally really easy to talk about. But this episode seemed like they were trying to show signs of conflict or different views.
Yeah.
What are we thinking?
They're trying to make it seem like Will is way more into her. Well, I'm sorry, I keep doing that. That Keith is way more into Christine than Christine is into Keith.
Yeah.
He even said, I don't want to lose my best friend. I was like, suddenly she's your best friend? Okay.
I think this couple for sure in this entire episode was all 100% editing. I think I think they're 100% in, and it's no fun. To be fair, it's no fun to us as viewers if we know 100% what's going to happen next episode. So I think they're trying to leave a little bit of that suspense in. But for them specifically, I think there's none. I mean, they're a great couple. She's got a little bit of wavering going on, but I mean, come on. Every time she looks at him, it's Google eyes, and yeah.
I feel like Christine was really blah. Like, something in her eyes. Like,
yes.
I know a lot of people in the comments last week were saying something is off. Like, Christine is just not... Do you think that she's getting to that point where she's realizing, oh, crap, like, this is really going to be forever, and she's really questioning if she can stay with Keith for the rest of her life?
Mm-hmm.
Is she struggling with that?
This whole thing is very strange to me, and again, I feel like I'm always the downer, like, kind of breaking the reality of the show, but literally a week after next episode, they could just decide to break up, right? 100%. I mean, it's like, they are legally married.
Mm-hmm. Trigger,
so, because of that fact, you're welcome. Because of that fact, if they get a divorce on D-Day or if they choose to, cool, that's it. But a month later, if they get into some crazy fight and they realize, yo, you're just a stranger.
Oh my goodness.
Then go ahead and just get divorced anyway. So a lot of this tension, the buildup for the last episode, it's really, and we said this before, you and I are married.
Right.
Every day is kind of D-Day. Like, you're constantly making that decision that I'm committed to that other person. I'm just going to be with you and nobody else. And it's constant.
Yeah, that's true. I just think with her, I don't know if it's all editing. I don't think it's all editing, just because Christine, I feel like, is intentionally throwing these little, like, words and slight comments, especially whenever she's like, well, don't make... She said something. Don't say congratulations yet. Whenever she was having a conversation with her mom, she's
with
like,
her
don't.
Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say congratulations yet.
But that to me was another key. I was like, mom knows what she's really... Because she's probably talked to her more off camera and stuff. And she's like, whoa, no.
It's like,
I've
got to
be mysterious, mom.
Right. Like, come on. I mean, I get that you're maybe not allowed to say anything until D-Day.
Right.
Maybe they signed the agreement or whatever. We talked about that last time, but... okay.
I think it's looking more like work. If there is a real situation, like, that's holding her back from wanting to marry him, I think it's looking more like a responsibility, like another responsibility to Christine, as opposed to, like, maybe relieving some responsibility.
You mean, like,
she said
chores,
she was with, like, a guy who was a little more...
Well off.
Mm-hmm. Before than she was. So now she's the well-off one. And I don't think that's really what she wanted. And she said she said that she didn't get... the personality that she thought she was going to get.
Yeah.
Didn't she say that?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to start off as strangers.
Oh, my gosh.
We need, like,
I think
sound.
They're off to a good start. We need, like, a...
That's right. We need some kind of out.
I think they're off to a good start, and I think that they should hang in there to see if it really works.
Okay. But it doesn't really play well. This whole storyline for this episode doesn't play well with how she's been the entire season. Because she has just been all over him, really physical. They're in the champagne,
she put her foot down,
1970s
though.
Whirlpool and stuff like that. But look at the episode right before. They were super lovey-dovey.
I still got that little, you know that look, you ladies know, maybe you don't know, but, like, you know that look when, like, you like a guy and he's nice and you don't have a reason not to like him, but... you still don't like him. The
There's
nice
that
guy.
Thing that's missing.
The too like nice
you
guy.
Want,
you're like,
oh my god, I have
like
that all the time.
Like how Luke looks at Kate.
Oh god. Like how Luke looks at Kate. Now I have a boyfriend, but I totally know what you mean.
You know
it's
what
like,
I mean, right?
You look at someone like, and they have all these good qualities about themselves.
But you're not dating them.
Like, about themselves. And you're not dating them and you really want to do it, but there's just something holding you back.
Because they're not that sparking that, like,
spark,
extra
right?
spark in you.
You there's think, one thing, before I guess before we move on to the next couple is, to me, it's almost like Christine needs the affirmation that Keith wants to stay together. I feel like she has her guard up a little bit.
Yeah.
But only because when she finds out that he's all for it, I think she'll be fine.
When you just said that, made me think, do you guys think that a bunch of these couples, one person's literally waiting to see what the other person says and make their decision off that?
Yeah, nobody likes rejection.
Well, like, sure.
You know.
But I just feel like how she acted this episode, however much negativity or naysaying there was, it's very counterintuitive to how she's been acting the entire season. Because there's been very little conflict. I mean, he's even going to learn to cook and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not buying the tension.
I think with girls, they want the guy to make the first move. Or they don't have to make the first move, but show that they like someone.
Because we need the reciprocation.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you think that's lacking, though?
You don't think he's done that?
He's done it.
No, but I think she needs a tiny bit more because
she just wants to know the yes or the no, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. She just feels like she could pull something better on her own outside of this show.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah.
But it hasn't
been working. She probably wouldn't have signed up then. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. But that's a good point. The funny thing is that we all know that he's a yes. Unless that's real creative editing. Yeah. It's pretty obvious where he was saying, I know what I'm going to do, but you're still kind of nervous. Okay. And they were one of, if you notice, they were one of only two couples who, when they said goodbye for that final night, really big embrace and kiss and whatever. Yep. And it felt sad. I understand it's the middle of the night, so she was tired. Nothing negative for that. She didn't get out of bed, whatever. She was sleeping. But they were one of the only ones, besides one other couple, that you really felt, they didn't want to go.
He was laying there, like, all depressed that night, looking like somebody stole his favorite.
Speaking of love, we do love our extended panel and all the amazing people that join us for after show and drop comments and, you know, Maddie's moving the alcohol to the side to give you a really important
message for you guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help, though. If you're on YouTube right now, like a lot of you guys are on the live chat, hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating, especially in the live chat. Keep asking us questions, making comments. It honestly makes the show. We're so grateful for you guys and all the views that we've gotten from the show. It's amazing. No matter where you are, please leave us a comment once again so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us. All of us here on this panel, it's been like literally the most fun show that we've had for sure. We truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. We have one more show left for Married at First Sight.
I know. Super sad. Like,
I'm not ready.
Just for this season, though.
Just for this season.
Oh, my God. We'll definitely have another one.
We should all, like, come back and do a Happily Ever After. But
absolutely.
Let's move on to Jazz and Will. A couple of questions that I want everyone to think about is, what's holding Jazz back and what is holding Will back? So think about that. If you have comments on that, drop them in the chat. What the heck do you guys think? I guess we'll say predictions on what we think yes or no wise. But
well,
Jazz is still hung up on the fact that we haven't had sex yet.
Well, she said it was her sister.
That was a trigger word, by the way. Mm-hmm. Oh. Pick up your glass.
Yeah. She's really triggered by that.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to say it again so we don't have to drink anymore for right now. But I understand where she's coming from. We said over and over and over again on this show that physical intimacy is vital to a relationship. Yes. And if we're taking all of this show at face value and they're truly picking on decision day if they're going to stay together forever or not, then it's a really, really rough thing, unless, of course, you're doing it for religious purposes or something like that, right, where you're maintaining virginity until you're married. You know, if you're not like that, it's a really, really big thing to take that leap and find out you're not compatible on that level.
Yeah. Especially if you're kind of expecting it. Like, if he didn't want to, I feel like if he was so stroked with intelligence, then he maybe should have said that. For experts. Am I wrong? Like, he should have maybe said,
yeah, I wonder if there's a part of his, like, what I like
you're
about
saying,
women.
Sorry.
Like, yeah. Like,
you don't think he's attracted to her intelligence?
Not intellectually.
Or lack thereof?
I think he's getting there, because even he said during the conversation, like, oh, we're getting slow, we're getting closer. Like, even when we play chess really close, and then we, like, it's like, he's, like, acknowledging that there's touching and there's, like, a little PDA, but I feel like if he's more so attracted to a woman's intelligence first, then I wonder if that came up in the conversation.
But I feel like that's not normally the way it goes with relationships. Normally, you're first physically attracted to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay, obviously, normally you're not marrying a stranger on television.
Okay, yeah. Touché.
But normally you're trying to
sell. This is an experiment. Oh, okay, this is an experiment.
I'm really good at this. Oh no! Hey.
But even people in the live chat are saying, "I do not believe Will." Okay, Nefertari.
I love the Egyptian. Okay. Yeah.
I do not believe Will is attracted to Jasmine. They both look like long lost siblings.
Well, they all did go to the same schools and everything together, right?
No. TM says no one wants to end up in a relationship married with bad sex.
That's true.
100%. And look. Normally, you're going to be attracted to somebody physically first, and then the intelligence and the mental thing comes along as you get to know them more and more and more. Mm-hmm. My thing is, obviously, this is a weird situation. Things are twisted and backwards. But I know when I met my wife, I physically wanted to be all upon her right away, let alone a month into it, right? So if you're attracted to the person, at least physically, or you're looking to go to that level and stay together, you're going to be all up on the other person. The physicality being like, well, you know, we're kind of close and we play chess. Like, are you serious? This is crazy to me.
I honestly,
even if you're just dating somebody for a couple of weeks, you want to be touching them all the time, right?
True. I think Will had that attraction, and then when she opened her mouth, it pulled him away and turned him off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he had that. Mm-hmm. And it just, he's like, oh, wow, this is the type of woman that I have. And now it's slowly starting to get better.
But here's the thing, like, I don't want to just be, like, so team Will that I don't acknowledge. Like, we were saying, like, today when they were about to say goodbye, we were like, Will, kiss her.
Just kiss her.
Because it was a good time. Like, it was a good time for it to just show, like, listen, there's promise in this. Mm-hmm. But that's taking it a step further. I do understand reserving yourself intimately. Most times I'm like that. When I'm passionately driven, I'm not like that, you know? But I'll go with the flow, you know what I'm saying? But it just, he should give a little.
He needs to give
him
a little.
He couldn't even give her a kiss before he left, before
D-Day.
And what
if this isn't just a, I'm getting to, like, what if there's really some sort of intimacy block there?
Mm-hmm. What
do you know, that's something like, maybe, what if he's not really, I don't know. You know, I'm
like he's not turned on by her.
Yeah, or what if like their sex drives aren't the same? Like, what if she wants it all the time?
She's wearing all the skimpy things and stuff. I mean,
it's not working.
You know.
I got
But at the same time, a man that is willing to respect me long enough to get to know me, to understand what makes me tick and all of those things before we have sex, is also commendable.
Yeah, but
I don't think that you should feel like trash because a man doesn't want to sleep with you right away.
But isn't there a fine line where I understand completely what you're saying, I get it. Respect. Mm-hmm. But at this point,
I'm trying to
there's a timeline.
No. At this point, they're at least a month in, right? Somebody keep me honest on the timeline in the chat. How long have they been together at this point in the show? Whatever it is, it's at least a month. And she's now at the point where
it's 6 weeks. They have 7 weeks.
It's like six and a half. I'm not saying she's like throwing it at him, but she has made it really clear from maybe week two or three, and he's turning her down, trying to get to know you. But in week six, when she's wearing the skimpy lingerie and stuff, and it's obviously on, beyond, I want to respect you first before, you know?
Yeah, Saraya Ray in the chat brought up a really good point, said, at Happy Mom, I said the exact same thing tonight, but my friend said Jamie and Doug didn't sleep together until after they finished filming. I think that's going to be Will and Jess. I think
if they stay together.
They should stay together.
Or maybe they divorce and just have sex for the hell of it.
Oh, my God.
She has a good catch, and they should stay together.
All right. Well, we'll move on to the next couple, and then we'll give our predictions.
Like, he needs to be a little.
No, this is my question, though. Mm. If you were on this show, would you marry someone that wouldn't have sex with you, and you didn't know what they were like in bed?
Well, you have to.
Well, they get married right away.
That's a great question. No, I mean, would you stay with
them? Stay together?
Yeah, would you stay with them? Sorry. Yeah.
I wouldn't go on this show at all.
Well, if you had to, of course.
If I wasn't serious.
Mike, you're forced too, and if you too.
Yeah. If I wasn't serious about giving Marriage at First Sight a chance, and I think that it takes longer than 6 months to develop an intimacy It takes longer than six weeks to develop that type of intimacy, and if I had a catch of somebody who seemed to be a great husband potential, I would go through with it a little longer to see if we, because a lot of people don't want to have sex on camera. We're not talking about like actresses and actors here. We're talking about normal people.
Like real life.
And that's a lot of pressure, you know? So
I think that if I was forced to go on the show and I got paired up with somebody, I would not be like Kate and Luke. where if it wasn't happening, I'd probably be real honest about it right away and do something about it. And if it was happening, I'm an adult. And within a month, I probably would have had sex with the other person. Yeah, right. Yeah, because if it's going that long and I'm attracted and I want to be in the relationship, I would have.
Yeah, 100%. We'll save Kate and Luke for last. So let's talk about Steph and AJ. Steph showed her strong side a little bit in this episode. And we're so excited. I mean, Mike is like, round of applause, working on some pretty big things that have someone very special in studios with us for the last episode. One of these two people in this couple that we love to talk about so much. So fingers crossed on that. We will reveal via Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. But I think Steph really showed her strong side on this, even when they were eating. And AJ was like, are you done? She was like, no, I'm not done. Like, let's get it together.
Finally.
What do you think of them in this episode?
AJ gives all the red flags.
Do you think, honestly, that this... I think this freak out was normal.
This freak out was very digestible.
Okay.
Like, I'm not that mad. He was just like, I'm not, what is this? Like, I finally saw your normal point of view. Like, yeah, this is a normal freak out. Like, that the whole Robo Gym thing was a little too much for him.
Here, look, anybody who wants to prove my point who's willing to be open to my point of view, if you rewatch this episode and the gym part, and you take out the epic, creepy music they have playing behind him, and you put in some, like, Looney Tunes-style music, it would be hilarious. Like, he's just being a doofus at the gym and is, like, out of shape and doesn't want to do it. But instead, they're like, ta-da-da-da, ta-da, ha-da. Like, dude doesn't want to swing the rope things. It's like, so what? Oh, my God. They stretch so hard for that couple.
I disagree, because I always disagree with you on AJ's side. I have to, you know.
Let's hear it. Cool. Let's hear it.
I think, okay, because I'm not really athletic, and I go to the gym try to go all the time, but I didn't go for like a year, and I went back to the gym, did the rope thing, and I was like, I don't want to effing do this, I'm done, blah, blah, blah. And my friend was just like, get over it. You just get over it. Like, you don't make a scene in the gym. Like, no one wants to hear that.
But do you think
that
was a scene in the gym?
You know what
he's mic'd up.
It's any time.
He's mic'd up.
And he just couldn't deal with it. And he was almost trying to make her have a bad time, but she just ignored his behavior. Like, she was like, I'm going to keep doing it.
There's a consistency in his behavior. And there's any time you try to get him to do what he doesn't want to do, or any time you suggest that he could change a little for the better. He does not like change. He likes things his way.
Yeah.
And it's like, even when he's joking, there is truth in jokes.
He can't handle it.
There's definitely some truth to jokes. Like, and anytime there was anything that went against his will, he had a stank little attitude about it. Anytime, from the traffic to the house to taking pictures off the wall.
Yeah.
Everything is. And that's the thing. That's the red flag. It's the consistency in his not so serious, but serious.
And there's people in the live chat complaints. Who agree with this.
I think. Let me read Midnight Sun 111493 says, I'm sorry, AJ gets freaked out for everything. Come on, when you went to the gym with her out, what did you think was going to happen? The class didn't look that bad. Looked like he didn't want to try. And I can't help but to think of when when Keith went to the gym with Christine. He worked out. He sucked it up. And he was like, look, there's compromise. And AJ was just not down for the compromise. Like,
I agree with everything Steph said in this episode.
Yes.
How she doesn't... The only thing that's holding her back is how AJ deals with stress. And I'm not making excuses. He deals with stress poorly. It's true. Yeah. Like, he gets over emotional and he has little freakouts and things like that. I just feel like I've been consistent the whole time. I don't think that means... I've seen people making comments like, watch out, he's going to abuse you and stuff like that. I don't think...
Dun, dun, dun.
My gut feeling is it's not epic on a level like that and they're just editing it to make it look worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no reason to apologize for him.
Abuse isn't physical, though. Yeah. Like, when someone makes you think that anything you say isn't worth a change, or piss them off, or don't get out of your place, or don't say the wrong thing to me because you know what you're going to get from that.
Yes.
That's a psychological abuse. It keeps you in your box, in your little square, afraid to speak out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, red flag number a million when they're...
you.
When they're talking, when she's trying to talk to him over dinner, and he just totally cuts her off. Actually, he doesn't even listen to what she's saying, and he goes, you know, are you not going to eat the rest of your dinner or whatever, the dish that you ordered? Yeah,
yeah. Which it's is like passive aggressively, totally, like, can you finish eating and shut up?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's just being nice. So she's like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to.
Well, here's the thing. This is the first time we've actually heard her admit, like, oh, yeah, I have reason to question whether I should marry you. And that was refreshing because I'm like, well, at least she's just... She's been really cool about going along with this and taking everything in and observing, but she's also taking notes.
What did you guys think of his reaction when she said that?
I mean, at dinner?
You can't even remember it.
At dinner?
Because I felt like he was not bothered.
It was that blank stare that he
always interrupting and saying, you know, are you done with that or things like that. I just think they get a lot of really...
I gotta take a drink, too.
I just think they get a lot of really, really bad stuff. I mean, so given all that stuff that you guys think, I mean, we could skip ahead a little bit. Do you think they should not stay together? Do you think they're a bad match? Do you think he's a bad boyfriend or husband because he's a little emotional?
I don't think he's a bad person, but I don't think... I was thinking about this in the episode. I don't think after the show he's going to go to therapy for his anger issues or whatever he has. So it's going to be either she just ignores him having these outbursts all the time or he's like willing to work through it without a therapist. I don't see him going to therapy.
Do you not think it's possible that
I think they'll be together.
The editors are finding good chunks of this to make a storyline out of. I've talked to a lot of people about this who don't watch the show. And I said, specifically Los Angeles people, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, if somebody had a camera in your car for 5 days
let's,
a week,
no, let's
they'd go,
toss
oh,
out the
yeah.
car. We're tossing out
well,
the car.
Well, that was a big issue on that episode.
It was.
That was a big issue on that episode. You can't throw it away now.
There's like eight different examples, and the whole car thing is probably like the most relatable that I feel like everybody else can
say. But you guys all just said that the gym freak out was normal.
No.
I think the car was a little...
You go first, and then I have to say something.
Yeah, because we'll have to move on to the next couple.
When you first meet a person, I don't think it's fake, but it normally happens that you put your best foot forward.
Of course.
For
at least
8 months or
for
six.
At least like 6 months. Like, you do the best that you can to put forth your most positive self so that you contribute the most positive energy to the planting of the seed, to the beautiful flower blossoms. Like, you don't go throwing in, like, manure too early. Right?
Maybe he's actually a real person the whole time.
But no, I don't think that putting your best foot forward is making you fake. But if he doesn't have the self-control to keep that stuff on lock in the beginning, what's it going to be like after the honeymoon phase? If he can't even keep that side of himself to himself,
you're totally right.
I was just going to say, I agree with what Soraya Rea put in the chat. Okay, and this is kind of what I've gotten to. She says, or he says, yes, Mike, I agree that production is working this AJ story, but, and we just lost it. Sorry.
But I think AJ is intense and has a temper, but can be true.
So both can be true. So I'm down with that. Yeah, like, absolutely.
We've been kind of preaching that, I feel like, this whole season. Like, yes, he has issues. Yes, the show plays on it. But I think, to answer your question, Mike, to skip forward, I think they should stay together. I think Steph can put her foot down and be strong enough for it, and they will be just fine. Let's talk about the couple that won't be so fine.
I'm sorry.
Do we need a drink?
Strangers.
Well, mine's empty now.
We have to take this serious because this is a legally binding marriage. Okay,
but I do want to say one thing. I have dated some guys and I brought them to the gym. I'm not like a gym rat or anything, but like...
You sound like it.
And, right. Like, real quick, we got to get on. Okay, really quick. For him to complain that much when he's trying to, like, impress his new wife, I'm assuming he still is, because it's been, like, no time at all, red flag. Like, he just doesn't give a crap.
He's not trying to,
I can't take this.
Yeah.
Like, in a gym class, it wasn't even that hard. I didn't look that hard. Anyways, please go on.
Let's talk about Kate and Luke before we wrap this up.
The D-Day of D-Day.
I can't stand either one of them.
I don't like them.
Nah.
I'm over them together as a whole.
With no sympathy. Her friends completely tear him apart, as they should, because everything that they've seen, obviously is bad of him. Obviously, they're on her side because they know who she is and nothing that she's doing really has a problem. But then after last week's bombshell that they're actually sleeping together, the both of them are out to lunch.
They are out to lunch. What a great way to describe them. They are lunching.
Yeah. They are both.
I'm pouring a drink for them.
Yes, please.
You need a drink for them.
We're not finished with the after social, so you're going to need more in that cup. I think they're both. The friend was so bad. The friend was so ridiculously on point by saying he is sending mixed signals.
And not letting her off the hook either. Yes. The friends were really like, no, we don't like him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah no.
What do you think? She's like, I know I'm kind of coming. They're like, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And she's saying with her friends, she put, or she said, quote, my heart is telling me to look out for itself. And then she says, pretty much saying, like, yeah, I know that I'm not the same and I'm not a happy person or whatever. But then she turns around and tells Luke, quote, I love the way that you are. And now that she's committed to trying.
She is a doormat.
She's literally the reason why they have to spend the last night separated. Because she literally does not need to have Luke in the same room to make up her decision. And even when Luke walks in, she's still going to flip her decision, I feel
Luke will give her the tiniest little inkling, like, that he might not be fake smiling this time.
He's so freaking
and
creepy.
And she will just melt at the sight of it. Like, oh, you are the perfect guy for me. And I'm like, how low can your standards
that's what we were
possibly
saying.
Get?
When it's we were watching the show, we said her bar is so low that she comes into the episode talking about how, you know, I think I want divorce, right? And it's not working out. And then the friends are just reinforcing it. And he just, like, the slightest thing, she's like, oh my God, yes. We're meant to be together. I can't wait, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
This is the dude who said he was so adorable from the wedding video, right?
No.
Like, come
on,
man.
He said,
I'm so pretty.
He said, quote, God, I was so beautiful.
No,
sure you were. Cupcake.
He looks at himself and says, gosh, I was so beautiful.
And he doesn't even say anything about her.
Right.
But what is driving her to be with him? It doesn't make any sense.
And why does he keep lying about being into her?
It's because I honestly think, I mean, we've said it a thousand times. She's desperate. She loves the idea of love. She doesn't necessarily, and her friend even said that. She was like, I think you're comfortable with and you're in love with the thought of having someone, not necessarily Luke.
Well, it's very strange, just real quick, sorry. It's very strange how hardcore they are about, I don't want to get divorced. Like, Luke is like, I don't want to get divorced. It's like, guys, this is not a normal situation. You've known each other for a month.
Right,
like getting
it's
divorced
cool.
isn't really a black mark on your record or anything like that. Nothing is happening. You don't know each other. You're still strangers.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to get divorced. Strangers. He doesn't want to get divorced. Oh, dang it. Hold on. Hold that thought. Wait.
I think I'll need.
What? I need more.
He said that he doesn't want to get a divorce because he doesn't want to get married again. But I'll bring up Aphrodite Witch in the chat says, do the hosts even pay attention? Of course we do. Kate and Luke wore the same clothes from several episodes ago. They broke up early and it was edited to look differently.
That's an awesome conspiracy theory. I'm down with that kind of stuff.
Nice. Drink to that. but, yeah.
Also, they don't own unlimited clothing, so they just might have the same outfit.
Yeah. And Soraya Ray did say to Aphrodite Witch, said, I noticed that clip looked like it was from the episode from the 1 month anniversary. So, touche. I mean, there's a lot of...
interesting.
It's like the same stuff over and over again, but...
I think Luke doesn't want to get divorced on TV because he doesn't want to be dumped on TV because he's very self-conscious and he's self-conscious about everything. He doesn't want anyone to know that they're having sex. He doesn't want anyone to know that they're intimate and all of that. So I think he just doesn't want to...
Wait, Maddie's got to say something.
Can I say something? I think
sure.
Don't make me laugh. Okay, I think he's really concerned about his business with the speed dating.
Yeah.
This is such good publicity for him, making a relationship work. And he wants to be the guy who is the expert on making people, like, have a good relationship so people come to his speed dating.
Days Oddity.
You know, so he's smart.
Something's happening.
Days Oddity in the chat. Days Oddity in the chat has the best comment. What Luke says, I find some things attractive about you sometimes. And what Kate hears, I love you. Let's stay together forever. That's completely true.
I'm with you.
They are not on the same wavelength.
Oddity, you are on to something.
They're not. I think it's time to move on. Like literally and figuratively. We skipped ahead to the other couples too. What do we think? Stay together? Because it was rumored that they stayed together. So are we all in agreement that they just need to drop the D word?
They need to,
but if they will.
Divorce. I mean, if you believe the rumors, then they're together.
I'm convinced if Luke and Kate stay together, it's because Luke said yes to not embarrass Kate. Mm-hmm. But he thought that Kate was going to say no. And when Kate says yes, too, he can't believe it. And now he's stuck in a marriage with this woman that he doesn't like. I think that's why he cries every time he's on the after show, because he's miserable that he married her.
Stay together, that's their legit life, like, forever.
I think so. Because
sex, cry in the bathroom.
They are...
Oh my God.
Remember that news I told you through the grapevine?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Still together.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
And they're drinking like 2 bottles of wine a day.
I think they're way too...
So they can't both call each other alcohol.
They're way too secretive for me. I think that there's still stuff that they're hiding. They don't have full conversations on camera. There's still stuff that they're hiding off, and it's making us all sick. Let's rate these couples real quick before we go into our Gold Star Award. So, rating these couples, Keith and Christine,
getting harder every episode.
I'm just going to put numbers in a basket between like 1 and 5 and just pull them out every time.
Yeah.
All right, Keith and Christine, what do we think?
Mike, you're first.
Oh, okay. So, Keith and Christine, I'm going to go with a 9.
Okay.
I think they're fantastic. I think they've got no problem staying together. I'm giving them a 9 from this episode just because she was a little wishy-washy at the end, but I just think it's for the editing. They're solid.
All right.
If you guys are listening and this matters, I'm going to give you guys a 10 because you guys should stay together.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
10.
Well, I always go the lowest, so I'll do an 8.5.
Okay, yes, 0.5.
They're really cute. I see them lasting.
TK could beat you right now.
I am going. Nah, I'm going to give high. I'm going to do 9.5.
All right. Yeah. Very good. They're good. We love them.
They're our favorite.
Yeah, once Christine gets the affirmation that she needs, they'll be fine. Jazz and Luke. I'm sorry.
Jazz and Luke. Maybe a better couple than either of them.
That's why he's so mean. He's like, I like the other girls.
Right.
He's in the cabin. He's like, look at all these hot, not white girls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
my God. You're so right.
He's horrible.
It's going to be a spinoff.
Come on. Jazz and Will, what are we thinking?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go with a 5. Now with them, after this last episode, I think it's up in the air. It really is to me.
Okay.
Overall, my thoughts on them is I give them an 8. They have potential to grow. They just need to have sex. But she has a solid partner, and I believe he has a solid partner.
Okay. I give it a 4.5. I have to go lower than Mike. I don't think so, unless he has sex with her. I think she really just wants to see how...
that's not happening.
I know. Dang. So she's getting
over for sex.
She's going to be like, nah.
A lot of people in the chat giving 5, 2, yep. 4, yep. 4, 5.
Yep.
A lot of people don't think that they'll stay together.
This episode, they
if
dropped
I was
going
to base it off of like this episode, I would give them a 5. But I'm trying to think like positive.
Well, we would have thought they had sex by now, but they didn't.
They have not.
And
had
she's
sex
not
yet.
Happy about it.
No, not
but
at
he's
all.
Not the type of person you can force into doing anything. He's stubborn, you can tell. So you're not going to force him into sex either. And I think the more that you remind him of it, the more he's like, no, you're going to wait.
And now it's almost like, will he ever have sex with her?
Maddie, do
they're
you
gonna
think
have sex
she's afraid of?
After this, even if they divorce, they're going to have sex.
Maddie, do you think that if they have sex, it'll keep them together?
Maybe. Probably.
It answers a lot of questions.
It's so bad that I don't see it being bad because they do like each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless someone's lacking in some department. I don't know. I don't know.
Let's rate.
You're getting drunk right now.
Let's talk Steph and AJ. Let's rate them real quick.
I don't think they should stay together. I think Steph is a I'm going to give them a 5.
Oh, wow. Because
okay. I don't think they should. I cannot vote for this.
Okay. Mike?
I mean, I'm going to give them a 10. I think, ooh. I think, here's why. Ooh. I just think out of all the couples, they're the most locked to stay together. That's okay. Why.
Maddie?
You know what? I'm going to give them, well, I have to do the lowest. Okay, so I'll give them a 4.8.
Okay.
I think they might say yes to I do and stay together, but the after effects will be when Steph realizes that AJ is actually crazy and I was so right.
I mean, everybody in the chat Mike disagrees with me. It's cool. That's all right.
He has crazy eyes. No, I'm going to go with...
Crazy eyes don't lie.
I'm going to go with an 8. I think that they could be successful if they stay together, only if, again, I keep saying it, Steph needs to step up and say, why are you going to therapy? This is what you need to fix. And if you're not willing to fix it, we need to move on.
And he's going to lose it. The minute that she does that, he's going to be like,
I don't think so. I don't think
like
so.
He always does.
Yeah, I don't think so, because Steph has said before and he didn't completely lose it. So, okay. All right, we got to wrap real quick, guys. Luke and Kate. Negative, whatever.
Come on. All right,
cool.
They're going to stay together, but they shouldn't.
All right, you guys shouldn't stay together.
Mike, you are our one gold star award. Make it good and don't make it about AJ.
Friends of friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go do it.
Okay, let's go.
That's right. No, yeah.
What is it?
Go Kate's friends giving it to her for real.
The real MVP.
That's a real friend. That's what you got to do to your friends. That's
right.
All right.
That is our Gold Star Award was Kate's friends.
Carmen.
You know, everybody who joined us in the live chat, Ali Wuda again.
Yes. Cheers to you, Ali Wuda.
Thank you so much, guys, for the drink game, Mr. Ali Wuda. Love it. You guys rock.
This so much more interesting. So, to continue the conversation and maybe have a little, you know, drunken text, Mike, where can they find you?
Guys, thank you so much. I'm Mike Thielen. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thielen.
I am Carmen, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at King_Karma with a C.
And I am Maddie Pox. Thank you guys for tuning in. You can find me on Instagram at Maddie Pox.
All right, and I'm Takira Shabre. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre. And in your comments, we will see you guys for D-Day next week.
Give your friends some advice.
Yes.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.